Even before his rookie season in 2012, Robert Griffin III was celebrated as a man who would haul the NFL's franchise in Washington, D.C. out of ignominy. Last season, he led them to the playoffs on a bad knee. In RG3, The Promise, Washington Post writer Dave Scheinen presents the story of the man for whom he feels the NFL may be just a stepping stone to greater glory. Dave Scheinen, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you, Bill.
Robert Griffin III's first season in the NFL was extraordinary, but please summarize that achievement for us.
Well, you know, he came into a franchise that was at one time one of the, you know, flagship franchises in the NFL, but that had fallen on really awful times in the last decade or so, and completely transformed the team, somewhat remade the Redskins in his image, which is, you know, full of energy, confidence. His brilliant play on the field, I think, you know, was almost secondary to the force of personality that he came in with. Led the team to their first division title since 1999, and they had their first home playoff game since the same time frame. So it was a hugely successful rookie year.
You mentioned an exchange between a very young Robert Griffin and his mother when he promised her, with a pinky promise, no less, that he would never get hurt playing football. Tell us a little bit about that promise and the point at which Griffin had to kind of back it off.
He had played basketball and run track. He was an Army kid, Army brat, who had moved around a lot younger in his life, but eventually they settled in Copperas Cove, Texas. Obviously, in Texas, football is king, and it's not even close. Robert wanted to play football, and his dad was a huge football fan, also wanted the son to play football, but the mom was the one holdout. Eventually, you know, she agreed, she relented, I should say, and they made a pinky promise where Robert swore to her that he would not get hurt. And in fact, he said, you know, Mom, no one's even going to tackle me. And so, you know, he played that year. I believe he was 12 years old, and he probably got a bang and a bruise here and there. But for the most part, until he got to college, he had never really experienced an injury.
It struck me as I was reading your book that in 1 year, Griffin had really embodied the whole NFL experience. He broke records, he lifted a team that had been struggling, he got hurt, he played hurt, and then proceeded directly from the last game of the season to surgery. Have I left anything out?
The one thing maybe you did leave out was that he had four nationwide major commercial campaigns before he took his first snap in the NFL. You know, Nissan, Gatorade, Subway, and Adidas, huge companies.
Well, I understand that Griffin is also adept in press conferences, and you've been there for those. Was there one particular pre- or post-game performance last season that impressed you?
Well, there was. The Redskins hit the low point of their season after a home loss to Carolina, who was a really just a bad team. It dropped the Redskins to 3-6. And after that game, Mike Shanahan, the coach, in what became a very infamous moment, essentially waved a white towel on the season by saying, you know, we're going to spend the rest of this year evaluating our personnel with look towards next year. But immediately after that, Griffin steps up to the same podium and makes the exact opposite stance. We're going to come back harder than ever after this, and we're going to be hungrier than ever. We're all going to do some soul-searching during the bye week. And really, they did. They came back and won 7 straight games after the bye and made the playoffs.
This team in Washington has a tradition of quarterbacks who are African-American. Is Griffin the first one who we don't have to talk about it?
In a sense, that's exactly right. Doug Williams obviously was the most significant one. He won a Super Bowl for the Redskins. He remains the only African-American quarterback to win a Super Bowl. In recent years, the Redskins have had Donovan McNabb and Jason Campbell. And so the novelty is certainly gone, but Griffin, again, I think is a singular figure here. There's a connection to him, and that connection, I think, is even deeper in African-American D.C. Washington is very much a city where race is ever present.
Throughout RG3, The Promise, you discuss Griffin's future beyond football, and I'm not sure whether he'll be a poet or an attorney or a U.S. senator, but what leads you and everybody else to assume that an NFL career, however long it lasts, will only be the beginning for Robert Griffin III?
Well, I think he's always had grand designs on law school, and politics. And I do think that he's someone who follows through on things like that. There's one person I interviewed for the book. He's a family friend of the Griffins. He knew Robert as a young track athlete, and he remembers sidling up to Robert on the sideline somewhere and saying, "Young man, what do you want to be when you grow up?" And Robert's answer was, "Sir, it's not what I want to be. It's what I will be. I will be an NFL quarterback, and I will be a lawyer." This was at 12 or 13 years old, and so the sense of what he wanted was ingrained in him so early. He has a very real interest in politics. He recently visited during this past offseason, he visited the Texas State Legislature and met with some lawmakers behind closed doors. And one of them came out of that and spoke to the media and said, "I spoke with Robert Griffin, and I think you're going to see him run for office when he retires." Absolutely. So I think the secret is out. And I think that, eventually, once his playing career is over, that is where he's going to be headed.
Do we have any sense of whether he's a progressive or a conservative, or what his political leanings are, or does he just want to be a politician?
Well, I don't know that they're fully formed yet. I mean, I think, he is only 23. He does have some, traits to me that would indicate he leans liberal, but he's also very deeply Christian and has some aspects of him that are probably more conservative. So I think he's probably ultimately going to be somewhere in the middle. It will be very fascinating to watch. I do quote one of his good friends from high school, actually, about the 2012 election when Robert said, "Hey, if Obama wins again, that's great. If Romney wins, that's great also, because we're going to have lower taxes."
Dave Scheinen is the author of RG3, The Promise. The book is published by Blue Rider Press, and the author joined me from NPR in Washington. Dave, thanks very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure, Bill. Thanks for having me.
RG3, I'm so glad the Redskins have RG3.
Does Robert Griffin III have the talent and the needs to become the NFL's premier quarterback? Share your opinion on Facebook.com/OnlyAGameRadio. That's Facebook.com/OnlyAGameRadio.
I'm so glad.